I'll read from the book of Hebrews. I read here last night the first six verses. I'll just read verse 6 tonight and try to preach from that passage if the Lord would help us tonight. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6. You probably can quote it. Of course, we read the first six verses last night, but I want to emphasize this one verse tonight, not so much the other verses tonight, and try to preach as the Lord would direct us. And I do need your prayers. The Lord would help me tonight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, the Bible said, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank You tonight for the privilege to pray. I thank You for the day that You've given us, Lord, the night that You blessed us to see and enjoy. I thank You for health and strength this day. I thank You, Lord, for You watch care over us as we drove the highways. I thank You for that. Not only us, but all these that have come here tonight. For, Lord, whether we come, just a short way or a long way tonight, without Your hand of protection, we couldn't be here. Lord, we realize, except the Lord that build the city, they labor in vain that build it. And I appreciate, Lord, the fact that You have blessed us with mercy and grace. And I thank You for everyone that's assembled here in the meeting tonight. I know there's others, Lord, that have a desire to be here. I realize, Lord, because they're hindered, Lord, that with sickness and other means tonight, they're not able to be here. I pray Your blessings on them. Those that could have been here, Lord, but their desire is weak, and Lord, their faith is weak tonight. Help them and speak to their heart tonight. I pray now You bless this time of fellowship and this time of gathering together tonight. Thank You for the songs of Zion. Lord, would You speak to us and through us tonight from the Word of God. Give me that heavenly wisdom and spiritual understanding that every man's got to have in order to preach. I pray, Lord, tonight You'd anoint me afresh and anew, and empower me, enable me, and permit me to preach the Word of God. And may Your Word go forth in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. May You prepare our hearts to receive it tonight. May You give us hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits. Would You deal with the hearts of sinners? Would You speak to the hearts of saints? Oh, Lord, I pray tonight we again could see ourselves in the light of Your Word. I pray tonight we can just come clean with You. I pray we can be obedient to what You'd speak to us about tonight. I pray, Lord, above everything that is done in the service tonight, that You'd get honor and glory unto Your high and Your holy name tonight. And what You're pleased to do in, through, and for us, we'll thank You and praise You, for I ask what I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank You for standing tonight. Ever since Monday night, I've been trying to preach on this thought, impossible but possible. There are some things that are impossible with men, but is possible with the Lord tonight. As a matter of fact, they sung the song tonight, "There's nothing too hard for our God." And that is Scripture. The Bible said, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" I'm glad the Bible said in Luke 1:37, "Nothing shall be impossible with God." All things are possible with Him tonight. I'm grateful that as we tried to look at last night, the way to please Him or the way to make the impossible possible is by faith. Abel did. He obtained a witness. Amen. And Enoch did. He walked with God. And Noah did. He worked and built an ark. And my friend, it floated. And Abraham did. He worshiped. He was willing to offer Isaac because he brought into the realm my friend, a possibility, what was impossible, by faith tonight. And we know we can't conjure up faith. We know we cannot make faith. We cannot produce faith. It comes by hearing the Word of God. Amen.
I actually believe when he says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God is, my friend, God speaking to an individual. God's revelation to an individual. Are you hearing me? Because you could set this Bible, my friend, on your nightstand. You could set it on your bookcase or your coffee table or your kitchen table and you wouldn't get no more faith. My friend, you could read it, my friend, but until the Holy Ghost speaks to you from the Word of God, you cannot have faith. That's why we have preachers. Hey, man, how can they believe of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach lest he be sent? And so I'm glad faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. There's something God does through that miracle of preaching that you can't get anywhere else. Amen? That's just God's divine means. Amen? And that's His way. Amen? Of doing this, and that's what He's chose, my friend, in redemption and in saving sinners, is to call a man to preach and let him preach that Word of God. Amen. And we preach with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. We don't just talk. We don't just give a speech. And my friend, we don't just teach. It's preaching. Amen. Bless His name tonight. And a man has to be called to preach. Amen. And God has to preach through that man. Amen. Bless His name. And it always is men. It's never and the female gender. Amen. God preaches men. Amen. That's His divine means. Doesn't mean women don't have their place, but then when it comes to that spiritual place, God has reserved that to the man. Are you hearing me tonight? And so I'm grateful. What is impossible with us is possible with God. And we looked at verse 6 a little bit last night in relation to these men that we made mention of, and even the rest of these in this chapter. I want to look tonight where he said, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. In other words, what faith does, and my friend, it pleases God. And if you don't have faith, you cannot please God. Amen? And yet you can't get faith unless He gives it to you. Amen. So what pleases God is what He gives you how to give back to Him. Faith. Amen. Hey, God. Well, yeah. How you receive it. How my friend. How the engrafted word. How by hearing it. And then you exercise what's been given to you in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God takes that written word and makes it the living word, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. That seed germinates, springs up into life, and makes a new creature out of you. And we're begotten again, and not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, which is the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Amen. It is God's work. It is God's grace that does it. It is God's power. It is a supernatural act of God. It's not us. It's Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Where you go to brag, where you go to boast, there is no bragging, there is no boasting when it comes to salvation. Our service, as far as that goes, hey God, it is the Lord. My friend, that works in us. Amen. And when we please Him, it's because He's given us faith and we exercise. That's man's responsibility. How to exercise that faith. Take God at His word. How react positively out of what God has revealed and spoken to us about. It's not a leap in the dark. It's not a name it and a claim it game. It's not conjuring up something you want and saying, I believe. I can. I believe hard enough. Have I been how to get it? No. Hey, God, faith is responding out of what God has showed you, spoke to you about, told you, revealed to you. Amen. And you acting upon that. Amen. Anybody hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Again, it's not a leap in the dark. It's a leap in the light. Amen. Bless his name. Now it can't be seen. You couldn't explain it reasonably. Amen. Hallelujah. But it becomes reality. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I mean, really tonight, hey God, you can't see salvation. Hey God, you can't even see the kingdom of God. It won't come with observation. It is within you. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You cannot lay your hand on it. Hey God, or wrap your mind around it. Hey God, it's by faith. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank the Lord. I'm glad it is, aren't you? Hey, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Faith is not historical facts. Faith, my friend, hey God, it's not just something you're taught. Amen. Faith is God speaking to you from his word. Planting a seed in your heart tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord. And you're responding to him. Amen. Bless his name. Turning from everyone and everything else and believing him tonight. Well, I'm trying to get there. Amen. But I reckon I need to say what I'm saying. And I appreciate that tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I bless his name. And so he said, if you're going to please God, you got to have faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Doesn't matter how good a Baptist you are. Doesn't matter how many good rules and regulations you have. It doesn't matter how many standards and convictions you've got. That does not please God. What pleases God is faith. Amen. It's not what church you're a member of, not how many times you've been baptized. It's not whether you conduct yourself in religious activity, I preach things, I testify, what all you can do has nothing to do with it. You can't please God unless you've got faith. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. God, help us. Amen. And faith, thank God, makes a difference. Amen. Faith brings you out of darkness into light. Faith, my friend, that calls you to be translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Amen. Hallelujah. And so without faith, it is impossible to please him. And so here's what it is. Here's what faith does. Here's what faith believes. Here's how faith pleases God. For he that cometh to God, he that cometh to him, he that pleases him, must believe first of all that he is. That he is. Hallelujah. May I make a statement tonight? He is. He's not just was or going to be. He is tonight. As a matter of fact, there never was a time that God was, and there never will be a time when God will be. God just always is. Hallelujah. Hey, bless his name tonight. Bless his name. Thank God, he is tonight. The word there means to exist or to be found. That's what the word is means tonight. Thank God, or he is. Means he exists or he is to be found. And if you come to God, you must believe that he is. Amen. That he exists. That he's to be found. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. If some won't believe because of what they taught, that he exists. But they don't believe. I might say by faith that he can be found. Hallelujah. But he's not far from any one of us tonight. And we can feel happily after him tonight. Some folks, I've watched them come to the altar. And I knew when they were coming that they weren't going to leave with anything. Because they doubted in their mind. They doubted in their spirit. They doubted in their being that God would do anything for them. That he could be found of them. Amen. But when you come to him, you must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he can be found, that he is approachable, that he is accessible. Amen. Oh, bless his name. That he's near you. Amen. That you can touch him tonight. Woo! I believed in the existence of God being raised in church. Hey, God, I took it as such truth. Hey, God, I'd have fought you over it if you I wanted to fight over it. Oh, Lord, I'd have argued with you about it. I took it as being right because that's just the way I was taught. Amen. But that night when I came to Him, I came not only to Him as a God that existed, but one that could be found. I came to Him because I needed Him. Hallelujah. Woo! I didn't need Him just to be God. I needed a Savior. I needed help. Hallelujah. I needed a refuge. I needed a rock. Hey, I needed a fortress. I needed a hiding place. Woo! Listen, Lord. Hey, God. I needed somebody that could help me of what I could not help myself. And I came to Him expecting to find Him. Must believe that He is. Hallelujah. Faith is not shooting in the dark and saying, well, I don't know if I'll hit it or not. I don't know if He'll hear me or not. No. Hey, thank God. He's laying hold on Him. Hey, God. Well, never to turn Him loose. I'm about to lay hold on Him and say, you all I've got. You're all I need. Hallelujah. And when you do lay hold of Him, then He's all you want. Amen. Bless His name tonight. He is. Now, I don't have time. I don't really say that because I don't know if we could grasp that or not. But you punch that in, He is, or He to exist or be found, and you look up that Strong's number right there. I'm telling you, it's full in that New Testament. It's more than what I'd ever get to tonight. I don't remember exactly the number. I didn't write that down, but it was a great multitude. But can I just hit two or three tonight to let you know He is? Hallelujah. Amen. Creation lets us know He is. The heavens declare the glory of God. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Thank God. And we see or we know that He exists. We know that there is an invisible God. We know that there is a Godhead about the things which we do see. Hey, God, amen. Hallelujah. We know this thing couldn't be like it is just by accident or coincidence. Amen. Some intelligent designer, some intelligent creator had to make it all, and He did tonight. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Hallelujah. But can I just a minute or two, and I'll just hit one or two, but I want to say tonight the Bible declares He is. And I guess really what the New Testament wants us to know, hallelujah, that He is in Christ, that God was in Christ. And that is what makes salvation. I think that's what the Hebrew writer was saying here. Hey, you fellas, I don't have to accept the fact that God, I wasn't just on Sinai, God wasn't just the creator. I just didn't call Moses and the other prophets, but God was in Christ. Hallelujah. Woo, He is. Amen. Bless His name. Hallelujah. He is. Matthew chapter 1 verse 20. The Lord has spoke to Joseph by that angel that he should not. When he's found out that she's with child and they're espoused, they're engaged, they're to be married, and he's found out she's with child, and Joseph don't know what to do. But he does love her so much that he don't want to make a public example of her. So he's willing just to write off that espousal and that contract and put her away privately. So while he thinks he'll put her away privately, the Bible said, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. He is. Joseph, he is. Hallelujah. Amen. He is in the womb of that woman that you said you're going to marry. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Somebody said, explain that. I don't know how I could. And I don't know that the Bible said. No, the Bible said we can't. The Bible said without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. I don't know how the Creator God embosomed himself in the womb of the Virgin Mary as by the power of the Holy Ghost. But thank God he did and he is. Amen. He is. Amen. Verse 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. He is tonight. Amen. Matthew 2:2, where is he that is born King of the Jews? He is. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad he is tonight. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Matthew 3:17, John baptizes Christ, brings him up out of the water. A voice from heaven says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is, amen, he is tonight. And anybody that pleases God must believe that he is. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? He is, amen. Now, see, that's what's wrong with the Jehovah's Witness. They want to go back and try to please Jehovah God, amen, and leave Christ completely out, but you can't do that. Hallelujah. If you're going to believe he's the Ancient of Days, if you're going to believe he's the Everlasting Father, thank God, hallelujah. You've got to know that he is that same one in Christ. Amen. To wit, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. Amen. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, and God has made it clear and plain to the human family. I hear what he expects. Thank God. God said, I'm not just an entity out yonder. Thank God that you just shoot at and try this or that to see if it'll please me. Thank God I came down in the person of my Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, reveal myself unto mankind. Reconcile the world unto myself. Not imputing their trespasses unto them. And if you're going to please me, you're going to have to believe that I'm he and that I was him in Christ and meet me in my Son. They know all the way around it tonight. Amen. Bless his name tonight. Well, thank the Lord. Amen. So many of these, I just wrote down a page full, and Lord, that wouldn't even scratch the surface, but he is tonight. Amen. John 4, when the woman at the well there at Sychar in the country of Samaria told the men to come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. She said, is this not the Christ? He is. I'm trying to preach on that tonight. God is. You must believe that he is. He is the Christ. And when they got out there, those men, the Bible said, now we believe. They said this to the woman, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed Christ, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Must believe that he is. Amen. That he is tonight. That he exists, but that he can be found. Hallelujah. Bless his name. That he is the Savior. He is the Messiah. He is the Christ. He is the only one you can hope or depend on tonight. Amen. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Now, the people that I grew up around and the church folks that I were around, you see, because I was raised in church and I learned all the terminology, And when I, as a 10-year-old boy, came to altar and made a profession, because all the other young folks did, I just came because all they did. And I didn't want to be left out, so I did what they did. But there was always an emptiness in my heart. But I came, and when they came forward and said they got saved, I said I got saved. When they got baptized, I got baptized. They joined the church. I joined the church. And then they got to asking me to do things, and I'd sing in the youth choir. And they'd ask me to have devotion, and they'd ask me to say dismissal prayer. And I could do it because I was mimicking and imitating what they were doing. Anybody listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? But one night, I had faith in Him that is. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Oh, thank God. I laid hold on Him. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I trusted Him. I received Him. I believed unto the saving of my soul. There's the difference tonight. Not just somebody else's account, but knowing and hearing Him and seeing Him for yourself tonight. Oh, bless His name. Hallelujah. I don't want to get bogged down here, but I'm telling you, I thank the Lord He is tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Aren't you glad of it tonight? Amen. Just another word or two about this. Must believe, first of all, that He is. I want to go on tonight. 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Is anybody hearing me tonight? I'm talking about you've got to believe He is tonight. He's the one, and He's the only one tonight. You've got to believe He is. You've got to believe He exists. And then you've got to believe He can be found, or He is to be found. You've got to believe He's the Christ. You've got to believe He's the Messiah. Oh, bless His name tonight. And you can't please God unless you go through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was God incarnate, God in flesh. Hallelujah. In Him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and He is the express image of the person of God, is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And you cannot please God unless you believe He is. And then not only believe He is, but that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It's the only time that word's used in the Bible. Or at least that translation, rewarder. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That means He is a wage giver. Amen. You got to believe He is. That is, He exists and He's to be found. And then you got to believe, amen, bless His name, that He will reward them, that He will give wages, that He will respond to them that diligently seek Him. Amen. All down through years of that, folks, and they say, I don't know if I'm saved or lost. I said, you can't approach God that way. I don't know if He'll hear me or not. Well, then you can't approach God. You must believe that He is. And then that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He will be found of us when we seek Him with our whole heart. Oh, thank God. And faith lays hold on Him. And faith lays hold on His wages or His reward. Amen. Bless His name tonight. And so by that faith, it is possible to please Him tonight. Amen. By that faith, we can take what is impossible and make it possible. Amen. Three instances, and I'm through tonight, in the Bible. Impossible, but made possible by faith. First of all, in John chapter 11, Jesus has come to Bethany. Martha and Mary said, you ought to have been here 4 days ago. If you'd have been here 4 days ago, our brother Lazarus would not be dead. Jesus told Martha and Mary both, he'll live again. And Martha said, I know He will at the last day. At the day of the resurrection. And so her faith was a 4 days ago faith, or a future faith, or a resurrection faith. But He wanted her to know that He was the resurrection. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that not where the battleground is between faith and unbelief? Amen. It's now. I mean, it's easy to say 4 days ago, and it's easy to say out yonder, but the problem is believing God now. But now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Are you hearing me? And when Mary wept, my friend, because of the death of her brother, Jesus said, show me where you laid him. And they took him down to that sepulcher. And Jesus said, roll the stone away. Martha said, Lord, he's been dead 4 days and it's going to be stinking by now. And the Lord said to her, And my friend said, I'm not unto thee, verse 40, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Amen. Faith. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey, God, believe tonight. I believe what I told you. And if you believe what I told you, you can see the glory of God. How many things in our life have we buried? How many things in our life have we rolled the stone upon and washed our hands out and said there's no use and God can't help? But I say to you tonight, when the Lord shows up and says, take away the stone of unbelief, the stone of doubt, the stone of impossibility, and trust me, I say we believe Him tonight, we can see the glory of God. Amen. That's died in our life. That, my friend, that seems decrepit. That seems to stink to us now. I'm glad He can raise my friend to freshness and to life tonight. Are y'all with me tonight? If you believe, you can see the glory of God. God took what is impossible. It seemed to them and made it possible. Y'all listen to me tonight. All they were to do were to roll the stone away. What we're to have to do tonight to see the glory of God is to take away the stone of unbelief and the stone of doubt tonight and trust Him again. That's what He wants. By the way, do we not need to see the glory of God? And did Christ not want to show His glory? As a matter of fact, to show His glory, He stayed at Bethany so He couldn't get Lazarus off the sick bed. Amen. He purposely waited. Is anybody listening to me tonight? He purposely delayed. He wasn't late. They thought He was, but He is on time. He is on His time. And I think sometimes we think His delay, hey God, is death to our plans, death. Hey God, to our dreams and our hopes. But oh, His delay might just be that He wants to show His glory. Amen. Somebody said that'd been glory. He got Lazarus off the sick bed. Yeah, but there's a whole lot more glory. How to call him out of the cemetery and to get him out of the tomb. Anybody listening to me tonight? Are y'all hearing me? And sometimes faith demands that. It did out of Abraham. Abraham. Hey, God. That means a mighty father. That's what his name means. And God says to him at 75, you're going to have a son. Amen. And 25 years later, he don't have a son. And God changes his name and calls him Abraham, not just Abram. And he's not just a mighty father, but the father of the nations, the father of many. Amen. And he hadn't even got one. And God says, you're going to be the father of many. Hey, bless his name. And faith had to trust God and believe God, although he hadn't had been a mighty father, much less the father of a multitude or of many nations. Are you hearing me tonight?
And sometimes, hey God, our faith has got weak because he's delayed and has not done what we wanted him to do, like they wanted for Lazarus. And we give up on our faith and we count everything impossible and we roll a stone upon our life and say, God can't do nothing else. God can't help us. God can't help our church. God can't send us revival. God can't bless us. And here he shows up and says, take away the stone. Well, Lord, why didn't you show up 4 days earlier and get him off the sick bed? He said, if you'll believe, you can see the glory of God.
And that's what he wants us to believe. It's his word that we can see the glory of God. Anybody listening to me tonight? Amen. In Matthew chapter 17, not only is the impossible possible when we believe God and we can see his glory, but the impossible is possible when we believe and we can. The Bible said, you can say to the mountain, you can see and you can speak. The disciples is wondering why they couldn't cast that deaf and dumb spirit out of that father's son. Jesus said, when he did it, they said, why couldn't we? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as of a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say to the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Anybody listening to me tonight? They could not do it because of their unbelief. And how much belief did they need? How much faith did they need? He said, faith is a grain of a mustard seed. It's not a lot of faith. It's not sometimes the wagon load of faith that we think it is. But it's just that simple believing and trusting God tonight. Is anybody with me tonight? We walk not by sight, but by faith. Amen. Bless his name tonight. Now I want to tell you, it's not easy to walk by faith. I preached it last night, but it is possible. Is anybody listening to me tonight? I'm not talking about just to be saved. A lot of folks just get saved to have saving faith, and then they just want to call a halt to it, and that's as far as they want to believe God. But faith is believing God. I believe on a daily basis. What do you think? Trusting him over and over and over and over again. And the disciples, the Lord upbraided them because of their unbelief and the fact that had they not fasted and prayed, amen, evidently something about that fasting and praying would cause them, my friend, to have the faith that they should have. It would enter them of their unbelief and cause them to be able to believe God. Amen. So Martha and Mary could see the glory of God if they would believe. And the disciples could speak to the mountain and cause it to be removed. They could do what was impossible for them to do if they believed or if they had faith. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Would you agree with me tonight that believing God or having faith in him is what opens and shuts the door of his blessings upon our life. Amen. Don't misunderstand me for those crazy preachers. But just because they go in error too far does not mean there's not some truths about believing God and having faith tonight. Amen. Lastly, let me say, I'll go to the Old Testament and I'll through tonight, but I want to say in that Old Testament, when it come time to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, it was impossible, but possible. And in Nehemiah, and in that rebuilding of that wall of Jerusalem, I see in typology, if you'll allow me to make a spiritual application, I see the church in our day. For when Nehemiah asked some of those, when they came to Shushan, about what it was like in Jerusalem, what about the Jews that were left there and the captivity, they said the remnant that are left are in great affliction and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And when Nehemiah heard that, he wept. And I say to you tonight, that is the condition generally of our church world tonight. She is under great reproach and affliction, and the gates are burned with fire. Amen. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Amen. And they had become a reproach. It's a sad day when the church has become a reproach. It's a sad day when the world mocks at the church. But she does tonight. Amen. A sad day when the enemy overruns. Amen. Can I say Jerusalem? Nehemiah's desire was not just to build it up, just for Jerusalem's sake. My friend, but that city is where God had chosen to put His name. That's what made it so significant, my friend, and necessary that the temple be rebuilt and that the wall, my friend, be restored. But, my friend, so the reproach can be lifted. Amen. And God's name, my friend, can be lifted up. Oh, and that's why it's important tonight that the church again have power and see the glory of God. Amen. Hey, God. And believe God again. Let Him move in our midst again tonight. Are you hearing me? Hey, God. It's because this is where He's chosen to place His name tonight. Amen. Oh, my. And He deserves vindication tonight. His name deserves vindication. Hey, God, and there ought to be a standard raised and a wall built tonight and a stand on, amen, and defend the enemy and proclaim the truth. And where again we can see the glory of God and the Word of God can go forth. Are you hearing me tonight? Oh, how we need to believe God again. Are you hearing me? Somebody said it'll never happen. It can't be done. Am I? Thank God. But I say in our heart tonight, if we can believe God as Nehemiah did, thank God, He took the stones out of the rubble and rebuilt the wall. Are you hearing me tonight? I'm saying if we believe God again, I'm saying if we trust God again, I'm saying if we yield ourselves to God again, how we could see as He worked through us how to build up a wall tonight. Raise up a standard. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless His name. Amen. And Nehemiah had a desire, the Lord put a desire in his heart to go back and rebuild that wall and to remove the reproach off of Jerusalem. And the good hand of God was upon him. And if you had looked and surveyed the situation, you said impossible. But not with God. Is anybody listening to me tonight? When you look at the church tonight, you say impossible. But oh, not with God. Not with God tonight. He's able, isn't He? He is able. And if we can believe Him again, if we can trust Him again, hallelujah, we can see His glory. We can proclaim His word, and we can raise up a standard, amen, for this generation. Nehemiah did not expect somebody else to do it. And though Nehemiah was not a wall builder as such, though he was not a stonemason, though he was not a leader of man, he simply, a cupbearer to the king. He didn't know anything about this. But he's got a winning heart. Are you hearing me tonight? And God uses him to do what needs to be done at Jerusalem. By the way, tonight, if some church and if some group of people does not have revival, does not raise up a standard, does not believe God again, what is our children and our grandchildren going to have tonight? Amen. I got a longing and a desire for the old time meeting.
I got a thirst for it. Are you hearing me tonight? Every time the Lord touches me to preach or to pray or to praise Him or whatever, I try my best to say, Lord, I'm so thankful for this. And Lord, I don't take it for granted and I don't want to take it lightly. If I have in the past, would you forgive me? And I no doubt I have. But Lord, I'm very appreciative to what you're doing and what you've done in my heart and in my life. And I want others to experience what I have experienced. Amen. There's something more than the gates being burned with fire. There's something more than the stones being in rubble. Hey, bless His name. There's something more than the people being in great reproach and affliction. There is a God of victory sound. There is a joyful sound. Amen. There is the glory of God. Amen. There is victory. And we must believe God to have it again. Amen. I wonder tonight, you have faith. You can't please Him without faith. You can't please Him and be saved without faith. And you can't serve Him without faith. Amen. Sinner, do you need to come to Him tonight? Saint, do you need to come to Him tonight? Do you need to come to Him tonight? Take away the stone that you put up in your life. You need to come to Him tonight and say to the mountain, Amen. You need to come tonight and start picking up the stones out of the rubble to rebuild the wall. What about it tonight? What is it needs to be done in your life? He is, and He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him tonight. Everybody stand, please.